Hello, welcome. We're back, and we're going to move forward on our last series of lectures, talking about corporate property. And remember, the property of a corporation is not the property of the shareholders, not the property of the directors, not the property of the officers or employees or agents. It's the property of the corporation itself. Corporation, remember, is a artificial person under the law, and it's entitled to own its own property, and all the property of the corporation is owned by the corporation itself, not by those who work for it. So that has special meaning when you talk about dissolution, because who has the rights to the property, how does it get transformed, how do the shareholders eventually get it, and that's what we're going to talk about. Now, last time we talked about overall dissolution and termination. We talked about definitions of those terms. We talked about the process, how dissolution actually occurs, voluntary and involuntary dissolutions, and we talked about winding up and liquidation. We're going to move to the next step of that is once you do the winding up, once you do the dissolution resolutions by the board of directors and then the vote of the shareholders. How does the distributed and dissolved corporation's property get distributed by to the shareholders and to the creditors? That's what we're going to talk about tonight. Corporate property defined. Corporations are separate and distinct legal entities from the persons which found the corporation. They are not the property. It's not the property of the owners, who are the shareholders. It's the property of the corporation itself. Although the corporation will be owned by other persons, the shareholders, such persons do not actually own the property of the corporation. It belongs to the corporation itself, and it has the characteristic of being able to legally own property as an artificial person under the law. And that's how it's defined. Corporate property during dissolutions in winding up the Section 1005 of the BCL, the Business Corporation Law, states that a corporation dissolving shall proceed to wind up its affairs with the power to fulfill or discharge its contracts, collect its assets, sell its assets for cash at public or private sales, discharge and pay all its liabilities, and do all other acts appropriate to liquidate its business. And that involves the corporate property. All of that does because to fulfill its contracts, it's generally got to pay money, and that's money, which is assets, which is corporate property. It has to collect the assets, which are all the corporate property. It has to sell its assets to liquidate in order to do get a pile of money to do a distribution out to its shareholders. And of course, it's got to pay all its liabilities, all its taxes, anything that it owes to any other person or entity. And then it takes all that and then it will provide for distribution. The liquidation of assets, when a corporation is dissolved, it has to liquidate its assets. That's part of the liquidation process. Liquidation refers to the process of sale or auction of the company's non-cash assets. The cash, it can just turn around. Cash is fungible, money is fungible, and it can just turn around and distribute that out to the shareholders when the time comes. But the other assets, which are owned by the company, which are not cash, need to be sold and liquidated and turned into cash. Only those assets the company owns can be liquidated. Your assets of the company that are not owned by the company, to give you an example, collateral it pledges on a loan, the loan has to be paid off or the collateral has to be delivered over to that lender. That is not corporate property. It's only property it owns free and clear. And after it does all that liquidation of assets, then it provides the last step is shareholder distribution, and all the other liabilities have to be paid off. Remember, wage claims comes first, then all the other creditors come forward, and then any other liability it has to pay, such as taxes. Then once all those are paid and it has this big pile of cash after it's sold everything else, then it can have a shareholder distribution. It's the final step of the process, excuse me, and involves distributing the company's remaining assets among the shareholders. Such assets may include the money in bank accounts or obtained from selling or disposing of the non-cash assets. The payment to the company shareholders is done on a pro rata basis. That means the percentage you have of the share. So, you know, if you own 10 shares, which is worth 1/10 of the company, because there's 100 shares out there, you get 1/10 of the cash. The distribution is only done after all the other liabilities have been satisfied and discharged. But once that is, that's what you get is your share proportion. So if you own 1/10 of the company, you get 1/10 of the cash. It's done based on that. That's why it's called a share in the first place. If the corporation is solvent, meaning it has more assets than it does liabilities, it will have cash and assets after repaying its taxes and the liabilities, and that gets distributed to the shareholders. In that case, the leftover amount is totaled, divided between the shareholders based on their share amounts, and then distributed out. In exchange for getting the money back through their share, the shareholders return their share to the corporation where they're canceled and destroyed. And that's how it works. You turn around, you sell all the assets. First, you marshal the assets of the corporation. Then you sell them all. That's the liquidation process. And then you take that money after everything is paid off for the creditors and for the wage claims and for any other liabilities such as taxes. After all that gets paid, whatever amount is left gets distributed pursuant to the shares, the percentage shares that you have in the company. We remit those shares back to the corporation. It gets canceled and terminated, and that's how dissolution works. I hope you found this helpful. Now, we've talked primarily today about voluntary dissolution because that's the overwhelming majority of dissolutions. The overwhelming majority of corporations just keep going. They have a perpetual existence and they try and struggle to get through those new times. But if you have a corporate acquisition, if you have a merger, if you have plain, I'm going out of business, that is a voluntary dissolution, and that's how we have described it works. You can also have an involuntary dissolution. We've talked briefly about that too. Most involuntary distributions, or most involuntary dissolutions occur through the bankruptcy process. Why? Because most corporations adhere to their mantra that they are a business organized for the purpose of making a profit. They want to conduct a business, they want to make money. And when it doesn't, they can get put into bankruptcy, and bankruptcy will dissolve the corporation. That's why we're going to talk about bankruptcy next. See you shortly.